Well, finally today, apple orchardist John Evans has received an award of excellence from Fruit Growers Tasmania for his work in the industry. John Evans has held various positions on the board of Fruit Growers Tasmania for many years and presided over some tough times in the apple industry. I caught up with John at his Jeeveston farm to congratulate him on receiving the award.
It's not a thing that you expect to do. You know, you're not doing it for any payment. As the board of Fruit Growers Tas is all voluntary. Yeah, we just go along and try to do our best.
Well, tell us about your history in the fruit industry. How long have you been around?
1981. I was a fitter and turner before that. I finished my apprenticeship. We had a downturn. And then I went to work for Roberts's in field service and irrigation. And then I got the farming bug from there. And I came home. And I've been home since 1981.
And when you say you came home, was the family into fruit growing before that?
Yes, my grandfather was growing apples, but at that time he'd retired and he'd leased his orchard to Tasman Thompson, whose son now works for Nick Hansen. Yes, and then later on in 2000, I was lucky enough to be able to buy Thompson's farm themselves as well. So I've got ours and down on Donnelly's Road we've got the Thompson farm. So that's that made us viable.
So what was the apple industry like when you first got into it? Going through tough times?
Well, the first year that I went in, I was probably saved from a fate worse than death by Timmy Reed, and we'd signed up with another company, and then they'd run around with the goalposts, and Tim said, "Oh, come with us." So we went with SD Reed and Son the first year, and the first year was an horrendous year. We had a beautiful crop, but we got $42 a bin, and it was the worst year that had been for like 10 years. And then it slowly got better, and then we've had years that have been worse again in the Asian meltdown, and then we had a frost one year that took out a lot of them, and then one other year just got ripped off by the market. But anyway, that's how it goes. Three goes of no money in the last nearly 40 years.
You must love the industry because you're still in it.
Yeah, I don't know whether you love it. It's a love-hate relationship, but I think it's the thrill of being able to, everybody tells you you're not supposed to be able to do it and you're mad for doing it and all those things, but I think we try and prove everybody wrong. And to make something, to quote Howard Hanson, out of sunlight and water is something pretty special. It's still not a mystery, but it's a wonderful thing to be able to see how that tree actually makes that fruit and comes out of a flower. And yeah, it's just a thing. And then the technical bit is trying to get all that fruit within 5 millimetres of each other in diameter, you know, because the money's all in that 70 mil to 75 mil. So you've got to manage your crop and crop load so you can get 80% of the fruit on the whole orchard in that money bracket. So as soon as they go too big, they run out of money, and under 70 mil, they run out of money. So you've got to try and get 80% of your crop within 5 mil.
I caught you in the orchard pruning. You're busy again today, and I noticed there were a few trees with a few apples still left on them after the harvest. Why are they still there?
Well, that was a poor coloured pink lady that didn't make the grade. There was only two rows and about 30 metres of those rows there where the apples are. We still took off probably 80% of the fruit that was on there, but that fruit wasn't up to mark. I don't even own an apple bin, and so all my fruit goes to Victoria in bins, and once it goes in that bin, there's like $500 worth of charges on that bin by the time it gets the end of things. So you can't afford to have anything in there that won't bring the money to be able to pay for all that and then a return. So to have that fruit in that bin would have ended up probably somewhere in the vicinity of a $300 a bin per bin loss on what those apples would return versus the charges. So you just can't have them in there.
Now, one thing you can't control, obviously, the weather conditions and the climatic conditions. Was this last season the toughest ever?
yes and no. Every year has its moment. And it's very hard to... Who knows what a normal year is supposed to be? The funny thing that's been happening lately in the last 4 years, that in March, the beginning of March, we'll get a 35 or a 40 degree day. Now, that's never happened before. Well, it hasn't happened in my lifetime anyway. But then that just presses the go button on maturity, and then we have to use the tools that we've got to slow that maturity down and calm everything down so that it's still, the fruit's still got shelf life, and yeah. So it's a real balancing act, but the tools are there for us to be able to do it. It's just everything's all about timing.
What about the animals, the birds?
Well, the animals I've got under control with the vermin fence right around the farm that everybody would know about. But this year's been like a Hitchcock movie. We started off with black cockatoos that we'd never, ever had any problem with, and they flew in the hundreds, and they decided that they were going to bite pink ladies from when they was about an inch and a quarter in diameter, 30 mil. They bite the pink ladies in half just to get the pips. And then, so we deterred them by making a bit of noise from that. But then what happened was we got the fires, and then the fires that the cockatoos have built up because they've been feeding on the pine cones. And then, of course, then the pine trees have been burnt, so the pine cones are not there. So, of course, down to the orchards, and that's happened from here to Sprayton and beyond the same this year. Never happened before, but this year it has. And then, of course, we're going along and we've got the cockatoos under control, and then we get that damn 40-degree day at the beginning of March. We've burnt some apples, and, of course, we've got the cooked apple smell in the orchard, and then the crows come in. Well, you know, my neighbours will attest to the noise I've been making with the gas gun, but I thank them for the tolerance that most of them had. There's a couple of anonymous ones, but but it still costs us about $50,000 in bird damage this year. We will eventually be netted for birds and everything, and also covered cropping for climate change and all those things. So we'll fix it, but it's an enormous amount. I thought, try to get some throwover netting to put over our Fujis, but it was $25,000 just to cover one variety. So, and that only makes up like about 15% of our farm. So I thought, no, I can't really afford that, but we'll try some other things and hopefully the neighbours will be a bit more tolerant of us.
Apple grower John Evans from Jeeveston, who received the Award of Excellence from Fruit Growers Tasmania for his work in the fruit industry and well known for his John-isms.